Good morning, Central Florida, and welcome into another edition of the Around the House Show right here on WDBO 107.3 FM, 580 AM, Orlando's News and Talk. We're here every Sunday with you from 7 to 9 AM, helping you with all your Around the House needs. And if you want to call us, you can right now. Those phone lines are open at 844-580-WDBO. That's right, simple as that, 844-580-WDBO. WDBO. And if you are new to listening to the station through the app, we have a cool feature in the app. It's called the open mic feature, and you can use that to ask a question as well. So just go into the app, use the open mic feature. Chase, our producer, is back there. He'll keep an eye on those, and we'll play that live on air if you don't feel like calling. It's just a quick little voice memo. Again, that's in the app, the open mic feature. But the number to call in is the easiest way to get in touch with us, 844-580-WDBO. WDBO 844-580-WDBO. My name is Chris Crawford. Join me here in our new studio that we're hanging out in. We've got two old friends of the show back. It's very exciting to have Tracy from Trainback and George the Leak Doctor in the house. Right. Wow, welcome back. How have you guys been?
Good.
Yes, good.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, my God. That kind of energy. Good morning again, guys.
I know, right?
I know.
Exactly.
What's going on?
That's how it's been. But, you know, well, I've got to, you know, be retrained. I can tell you that right now.
Yes.
It's hard to stop a train.
Oh, I'm like retrained behaviors?
How to drive. Was this your first time out on the roads, George?
That's about right. And speaking into the mic and what to do and stuff, being at the show. But it's great to be back, I tell you.
We've missed you.
Yeah,
I've missed you.
Yeah,
I see him all the time.
I've missed this. You know, you really don't get it until you're in the room.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
Exactly right. So good morning, Chris. Good to have you here again. It's been over a year that we're all together.
That's true. It's been a long time.
Before we got in a little room, and we got different rooms and everybody different places.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We were in the studio. Now we're all in the same table pretty much.
They tried to show me a couple of times how to chime in on that new system where you have to put it in through your phone and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's why a lot of you never heard from me.
During when we were all in lockdown.
We introduced technology to George.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure that's why I never was on the air.
George was on his flip phone and he was like, it just doesn't work on this.
Exactly right.
What do you mean, app?
That's right.
Yeah. He was when the cord is still walking around.
Exactly.
How can I connect this one?
Hello? Hello?
Is it me you're looking for?
Can you hear me now?
Would it help if I dial 9 first?
That's right.
Exactly right. So now that we're all together here, George.
Exactly.
George from the Leak Doctor. I mean, we miss you, buddy. We miss you a lot. I mean, we've been talking about you for weeks and weeks. I say, what is George doing? What is he doing? I know you've been busy.
Yeah, that's the good news. And there for a while, I was kind of in, because when it first happened, you know, I was a little under the weather there for a while. But it worked out.
Good. Did people greet you happily when you showed up at their house? Because the service that you provided was something they necessarily needed, kind of like air conditioning?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like that. Well, you know, everybody had the alarm. You know, because, you know, you have to do the practice, the 6 feet or another room. And, you know, even for the guys, it's just you didn't know.
Right.
Really didn't know. But as time went on, it got better.
Got easier. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But this is funny. We practice it. We talk about it with the technicians. And please cover your face.
Right.
Cover your hands, your shoes, distance. People call us and say, are you sure you guys going to do what they're supposed to do? Yes, man. We're going to be sure. Yes, gentlemen. We're going to be sure. This week, I don't care if they show up. I don't care if they show up in the middle of the night.
100 degrees.
100
oh,
degrees.
Absolutely.
It's Hector Hart.
I don't
care if they show up even half naked, half not naked. I just want somebody to go through that door and take care of that conditioner
exactly
unit.
Right.
All those kind of rules are going through away.
Right. Out the window.
Out of the window. I care my air conditioner because it's being hot.
Well, it's hot.
And smile, you guys. You see, my cheeks hurt because I've been smiling so much.
Oh, because you've been smiling, just been locked.
Yeah, right?
It's
been locked.
What do we sell, Hector? We sell
pain
relief.
pain relief.
We sell pain relief.
Pain relief. You're right about that. And I almost got scared me when that.
I'm Colombian. Don't ask me what we sell.
Well, right?
I said, wow. What you should do here this morning.
But Hector, this week you all came out to our office because it was hot. You know, everybody's complaining about our
office. I heard things about your office.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And but to my idea, you know, I'm sharing with them because everybody complained about how hot it is. Mm-hmm. And I explained to them what I've learned on the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, it's got to be 100 degrees out there. Mm-hmm. And it's 80 degrees in the office. And I did the math. Mm-hmm. And remember, well, I heard it said that, well, even if it's 80 degrees, it's only going to cool down past, or it's come to 20 degrees, let's say.
Correct.
You know? But no matter how hot it is, it's not going to go below that. Mm-hmm. That was my logic.
Oh, I learned that this week, the technical part about it. Remember, I think I showed you that, where mm-hmm. our equipment is designed in the climate that Orlando, they take like a farmer's almanac, they take what the average temperature is.
Correct.
And then we design our machines to go, let's say, I think it's what, 93, 95 in the Orlando area market?
Depending.
But that's the average that we design our machines to have that split to down to 75, to 20 degree.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I kept explaining to everybody, and I had buy-in, even though it was still hot. They were sort of believing me, and then we found out that the valve wasn't switching over, and it was just hot because the AC wasn't working, and it was on the top of the roof, you know, and that's how it turned out.
I mean, all these kind of things, and we got that question maybe 300 million times this week, everybody calling and saying, but last week was working fine, and you guys came and did the maintenance, and everything was fine, and today is not keeping my wind 74 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
74, I don't know what 74 it became the new number.
It's the new.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
74, everybody wants 74. I don't know why. But anyway, I was like telling the people, even I took pictures of my thermostat here that we got the XB20 here in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And outside it's like 96 degrees. We mm-hmm. set it up for 74 here in the office. And in our own office, it was 75. Mm-hmm. And the unit was running 100% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Even I was explaining to the ladies and gentlemen here to answer the phone and to explain to the customers when they call, I said, look, just get up and look at our own thermostat and see what happened in our own thermostat to make it understand that people say, look, even our own office, that we designed the base air conditioner, is I can't put my own base in my own office, and I'm in trouble, correct? We can keep up. It's because outside is 96 degrees. When it feels like 108, that's when you say
that
you have to feel like 108.
Yeah.
It's impossible to be 74. There's no way that you can get it.
But
plus, the kids open the doors 120 times at the middle of the afternoon, mm-hmm. going to the pool. And I asked a lady this week, said, do you have kids? Because I heard the noise when she was born and screaming to us. That the
children are not
working,
quiet, are they?
No. I said, the kids are in the pool? Said, yeah. How many times they open the door between inside and outside and grabbing some sodas and candies and snacks? Oh. I said, yes. Oh, that means they open the door 20 times. So the heat came in inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for the unit to keep up with these mm-hmm. kind of conditions.
But, Hector, it doesn't matter. They don't believe you. They didn't believe me. You know, it made sense.
Well, George, I'm not even going to touch that statement, sir. Just look at you.
Well, so
I know, right?
So then what would be the optimum temperature to keep it at then?
The optimum is keep a glass of water next to you. I say thank you.
Well,
thank you for what you have.
Well, like, yeah, is there certain temperatures maybe? Like that would move, you know, when the door is open and closed, it doesn't take as much restraint to kick it back.
It's almost impossible to control any temp when you got open environments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mind, that's what it is.
Right.
But the theory, I mean, I don't know who invented this number. To be honest, I don't know who was the genius to say, okay, let's say 20 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't know where that number came from. But somebody's on one day said, yes.
Product engineer, I'm sure.
Yep.
For the efficiency
really
of the
really mathematic behind it.
Tracy knows.
Hey, listen, that is a statement we're going to use for the rest of the show.
Yes.
Tracy knows.
That's right.
That's ask my husband.
Yeah. Between the outside and the inside, 20 degrees.
Yeah.
We used to split 20. That means it's between the, what is the return air in your house, what is the return inside, mm-hmm. is the air is going through the unit, and coming out of the unit should be 20 degrees split. We talk about between 18 to 22, depends on the time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the reference point. Doesn't mean it's scientific number in there. It is more numbers behind that, but that's kind of the quick number to say, hey, that's
I think it's one of those things. Everyone has their own number for right, right? And it's
no
just,
doubt.
It doesn't matter. There's no and there's no reason behind it. It's just like you're comfortable with what you've always had it at.
Mm-hmm. And you know what is the major problem? The brain.
Yeah,
the brain is the problem.
Yeah.
Don't look at me when you say that.
I know the ladies.
Don't look at me when you say that. I'm always right. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah. I know everything.
No doubt.
Tracy knows. Okay?
That's our slogan now.
But ours wouldn't go below 80. It made sense because it felt like it was in the hundreds, mm-hmm. you know, outside and in the warehouse. Yeah. You know, so it's just hot.
Yeah.
But that wasn't it. It made sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
It is exactly right. Is that how you feel comfortable? Is you walk in a room that doesn't have air condition, but you came from outside, from the roof, mm-hmm. for example. You mm-hmm. are walking in a roof. It could be the hottest place in the whole planet,
mm-hmm.
right? And you go inside our house, it's 20 degrees difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel cool.
It feels better already. Yeah.
You feel better already. And you know how air condition. It's just because the chafe and mm-hmm. there. It's the same thing with the air condition. And you got those fans, they got little spread, little water.
Uh-huh.
They promise you cool you 20 degrees. It's the feeling. I don't know who mm-hmm. came with the 20 rule. I mean, the 20 degrees rule. I don't know. But it works.
I think the brain thing too is just that in your house you're there all the time that sometimes mm-hmm. you feel cold and sometimes you feel mm-hmm. hot.
And it's no number.
Even though you haven't opened the door or anything and it's the same temperature, but you're just mentally, you're kind of like later at night, I'm more inclined to feel cold in my house for some reason as opposed to during the day, and it could be because the sun's gone down.
You're a young man. Right. No woman my age ever says that, ever.
Oh, that's right.
I never heard that. This is the first time. We didn't notice you were in the 20s.
Tracy knows.
Yeah. That's right.
We didn't notice you were in the 20s. You're right.
I'm not in my 20s, that's for sure.
All right, good stuff. Phone lines are open now. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call. Any questions you have? What are you working on today? What's on that honey-do list? Hit us up, 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to Around the House on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Daytona Beach residents are officially required to wear face masks as of 12:01 today.
Two.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office said it is investigating a fatal shooting that happened early Saturday morning in the Ormond Beach area.
One.
The Orlando Police Department said it is aware the mural on Roslyn Avenue was defaced, and it is actively investigating the incident.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's time to get out there and make one-to-one contact. Yep, that's what we said. Make contact with the right potential employees. If you're a hiring manager or run your own business, this is the time to reimagine your workforce. It's time to build that diverse talent pipeline you've never had time to focus on building. Career Builder can help you match your business needs with over 140 million job seeker profiles. These are proactive job seekers who have the time to research and care about your company and its culture. And when you're ready to rehire, Career Builder will help you staff up more quickly with a 98% match rate, meaning CareerBuilder matches your open roles with vetted, qualified candidates right to your inbox. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com to view our products, post a job, get insider advice, and let our technology connect you to top talent. Now, more than ever, we're working to support the mainstream American workforce and to help you rebuild fast. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com. CareerBuilder, we're building for you.
Let's say you have ED, male impotence, or maybe you suffer from PE and can't satisfy your partner. If you have either or both of these embarrassing conditions, Premier Men's Medical Center has the solution. Meet Dr. Schwartz, a specialist in men's health.
If you're experiencing ED or PE, Premier Men's Medical Center offers custom blended medications designed just for you. There's no pain and no surgery. If you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or prostate issues, not a problem. If Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra have let you down, Premier Men's Medical Center has patients lasting 30, 60, 90 minutes or longer. You'll see results on your first visit guaranteed, or your first visit is free. And best of all, it's affordable.
For a private consultation with our highly skilled physicians, call 407-674-5738. We guarantee that you'll see results on your first visit, or there's no charge for your consult. Call Premier Men's Medical Center now at 407-674-5738. That's 407-674-5738.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome to the new home of WDBO. We have a new phone number, too. 844-580-WDBO. We still want to hear from you. Use the open mic in the WDBO app or call us. 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. We're still friends and neighbors.
Hello, neighbor.
And your voice will always be heard here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back to the Around the House show here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM Orlando's news and talk. And remember, if you're having trouble locating us, this is the, well, you won't have trouble because we're on three stations right now, but this will be the last day. This is the last show on 96.5. So if you're looking for us future-wise, next Sunday we'll be on 107.3 FM and 580 AM. We're on those stations right now. So if you're a frequent listener of the show, I would recommend you take this time to flip over to 580 AM or 107.3 FM, test out which one of those signals works better, and you also have the option of listening in the app, or if you have an Alexa smart speaker, you just say, hey, Alexa, play WDBO. It's as simple as that, and it'll play right there. You can have that set up anywhere in your house. It's fantastic.
You mean this is the last show on 96.5? No wonder I'm here today.
Yeah, that's right. We had to bring in the big guns to set it off. Right. But we're also on, if you have HD in your car, we're on 96.5 HD2, which a lot of new cars, that comes standard on.
What is HD in your car?
HD radio.
Okay.
Yeah, it's HD radio. It allows a lot of, a lot of stations have an HD transmitter as well that allows radio stations to put a secondary station on it, which we are going to do with this.
Tracy doesn't know this part.
Okay, really? But I'll bet you, I'll bet you that your car has it. A lot of the newer cars.
It doesn't matter. I don't know where it is.
Right, but if you it's very simple to find, and once you have it found, you can just set it as a preset, and then you're good to go.
Oh,
so you need to find that one, George.
If it doesn't find me, I won't get it.
I'll find it out for you. I'll give you step by step directions.
Exactly. We need to get that one because we change it. Any technology. I mean, I hate to change. I mean, I know it's
96.5, you know, I've got attachment to that one.
I do too.
So the interesting thing about it is, though, that most of Central Florida grew up with this station on 580. So while the newer audience to it, because 2011, it's only been about 9 years on 96.5. So you're looking at a situation where most of Central Florida grew up with it on 580.
Now, is that AM?
AM. It was the great 58.
I remember that. Yeah.
So there's for you, yes, for newer people, it's a little frustrating. But I think a lot of our listeners are sitting here thinking like, oh, they're going home. They're going back to 580. They're going home.
We're going home, George.
Yeah.
I'm coming home.
George. So will the time slot be the same?
Everything is still the same. Okay. The number is even easier. The number 844-580.
Who said the numbers were easier?
I just did. 844-580-WDBO. How simple is that?
96.5.
But what was the old phone number?
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, see? There you go.
It's been a while since we've heard it.
But you'll remember this one.
Okay. All right.
But it's nothing really changes. Just different.
Oh, things change.
The whole world is changing, so we got to get used to it. That's what they forced me.
Studio for you?
Oh, yeah. Everything will be the same.
The only thing that's going to change, Senorita, is the 96 is going to be Spanish.
Oh,
so we're going to say Senorita.
No, I am Senora.
Oh, señor. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah.
I'm George.
Señor Jorge. Señor Jorge.
Now he's this.
That's right.
We got That's the tool right. of the week now that she's pointing the tool of the week.
Okay.
Oh, it really matters.
Hey. I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait. Where is it?
It's open.
It will remind you of me.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Does it take batteries? Well, this one here will.
But yeah. Batteries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it takes batteries. It can take batteries.
Gosh. Yes.
Gosh, Lee.
I do remind you of me, don't
I? It's got weight to it.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
These guys are in a good behavior. That's what I say.
I just kind of figured out what you were saying. I think I'm blushing.
Oh, God. You won't see this one. Turn off the cameras, guys, please, in here. All righty. This is what is happening. We're talking about the tune of the week. You gotta remember, it's been a while. That we
I know it's been a while.
It's been a while with the tune of the week.
And this is the last day with 96.5. So, you folks, you gotta excuse all of us in the
No. We're not in fire.
Going out with a bang. Is that what we're saying? Nice.
But I like these listeners because they know about things like that. You know,
they know about us. That's for sure.
They know exactly about us. But this is what is happening with the tune of the week. We're gonna give you some hints about the tune. You have to give us a call. You call us and say, what we have here. This tool is really fancy.
It's very fancy.
Really fancy. Tracy bring the tool the last second. She find the tool from, I think she carried this tool in her car. I don't know why.
No, exactly. I told her to check her purse. Normally, that's what
I did check my purse.
Well, she started with the calculator, so this is a big upgrade.
This is an upgrade.
As far as
the or the original
sense.
Tool, we didn't know what the heck to call it. We just knew what it did. So if they called in and gave us a name, we'd be like, winner.
Yeah, and she got this one. And this tool is really fancy.
It's very fancy.
It's in a nice case.
Mm-hmm. It's so fancy, you want to protect it.
It is. Right. It's expensive. I remember that.
Oh, yes.
I remember the ticket.
Yeah.
I signed the ticket.
It looks expensive.
And this tool, and it's amazing. Even the people who invented don't use it.
What?
Don't use it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Tracy, the train people, they're supposed to use this tool for some special equipment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they don't even use it.
Well, I'm not an engineer, but I slept at a Holiday Inn Express last week.
You don't need to be an engineer. You need to be an installer.
I don't know.
Oh, so those numbers on there, those little gadgets on there, is not just for looks?
No, it's not for fancy. No, they got a meaning.
They have a meaning?
Really? It's like a calibration or something.
Perhaps.
All right, there you have it. Good stuff. 844-580-WDBO. If you've got a common question or a tool guess, go ahead, give us a call. Those phone lines are open. 844-580-WDBO. 844-580-WDBO. Or go ahead and hit us up on that open mic feature in the News 96.5 app. And again, during the break, flip over. If you're on 96.5, flip over to 107.3. or 580 AM. Test out that signal. See which one of those you like better. You're listening to the Around the House Show on WDBO 107.3 FM, 580 AM.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
Vice President Mike Pence has called off upcoming campaign events in Arizona and Florida due to surging coronavirus case numbers in those states. Florida reported more than 9,600 new cases Saturday. More on that from ABC's Trevor Ault.
In Miami-Dade County, beaches closing for the upcoming 4th of July weekend as Florida bars are now banned from serving alcohol.
All of a sudden, we can't even have a cocktail outside. I'm not even near anybody. This is really getting out of hand.
Compliance officers now on hand to enforce restrictions.
The vice president is traveling to Texas today. He'll visit a Dallas church where capacity will be capped at 70%. New York City's iconic St. Patrick's Cathedral will hold its first indoor mass today since March. Capacity there limited to 25%. One person's dead, four others hurt after an overnight shooting at a Walmart distribution center about 100 miles north of Sacramento. The gunman was shot and killed by police. And lawmakers in Mississippi today could vote to decommission the state flag. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Get out there. Yep, that's what we said. Get out there with your resume. It's true. You've heard the news about historic unemployment numbers, but there's positive news out there too. Companies are still hiring. You just have to know where to look. And where you should look is CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder has over 300,000 open jobs listed right now, and most of the positions do not require a college degree or prior experience in the job title.
Today in Orlando, CareerBuilder has over 14,000 new job listings. Positions like retail supervisors, registered nurses, customer service representatives, and heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers.
Visit CareerBuilder.com to create a resume for free. Upload a resume, search jobs near you, and let our technology connect you to employers. Now, more than ever, we're working to support the mainstream American workforce and to help you find a job fast. Visit CareerBuilder.com. CareerBuilder, we're building for you.
I'm Jimmy Dupree, your Washington watchdog, and this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Weather, brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Good Sunday morning to you. Take it easy if you're working outside today, because it'll be another hot day at 97 this afternoon. The heat index above 105 at times. As far as rain, only a slight chance, 20% for an isolated storm later today in your neighborhood. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist George Waldenberger.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Our accident I-4 at Fairbanks now all clear. We still have ongoing construction on Colonial at I-4 with all lanes blocked, so you'll have to use one of your local surface streets to get around this. I-4 itself, fortunately, not seeing any slowdowns or delays thanks to any accidents or incidents, so you can expect a smooth ride all throughout Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get in your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back to Around the House here on WDBO 103.7 FM 580 AM Orlando's News and Talk. We are live in the studio, and you are more than welcome to join us at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Tracy and George haven't heard from the listeners in a long time. They want to hear from some callers. Whatever project, maybe you've had a success project. This is a good one to do here. You've probably done something around your house during this quarantine time. What is the little project that you have been working on out there? Go ahead, give us a call right now. 844-580-WDBO. Whether you succeeded or failed, we would love to hear about it. 844-580-WDBO.
And don't tell me you didn't have time.
This was the wake up period for everybody when they all said, "Oh, if only I had time, I'd be able to do this."
You had to do the project to keep from going crazy. You know, just that's because you didn't have anything to do after a while. You know, that's what it was for me. I got some things done.
What'd you get done?
Well, I started working on the house next. I'll first say it this way: I didn't get the deck done. You know, that's the thing.
I wasn't aware that was on your radar. A deck?
It's been on my radar for. Well, it, my,
that is like if only he had the time.
It's been an ongoing joke, you know, because it's been falling apart. Just keep decaying, and I keep saying, this year I'm going to replace it, and I haven't done it yet. But anyway, that, and I had that floor a while back. Remember we were talking about the floor that was unlevel? I got that done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got it done. It was good. We had to float out. You had to level it up, and you bring some leveling cement or something. You have to smooth it out. It turned out real nice. It turned out real good.
Is that inside your house?
Home? Next door.
The training center.
Yeah, right. That's like the training center. But got that done and just. It's a lot of stuff. I'm trying to remember all the things. I was getting a lot done.
We cleaned out so much stuff, like closets and drawers.
Yeah.
Someone made a funny said that I'm not going to go back to the stores when we get off of this quarantine. I'm going to go to the thrift shops because
I was going to say, I think Goodwill got a lot of donated. This could have been a great period
for him
to get a lot of stuff, because I know my girlfriend, she did a clean out of her closet as well. So I think that's something that was on everybody's list. Yep. Let's go to the phone lines. We do have some people calling in here. Yoo-hoo. We're going to start off with John. He's calling in from right here in Orlando. John, welcome on the Around the House show. What you got?
Good morning.
I just bought a house, and I got these windows where you got to crank it up. You know, it's these old. It's like one of those blind windows.
Oh, yes.
I had those growing up.
They leak.
Yes.
They're not too airtight.
I'm trying to change the windows. What's the best recommendation on windows I should put in?
Ouch. Okay, that's a great question. Right. Congratulations on the house, number one.
Yes.
That's a good thing. I love when people buy houses. The best windows always is vinyl with double pane windows.
Yes.
Vinyl, double pane. Now, be careful. Don't go too crazy. You're not going to do more things around the house. This is what I mean. People trying to overkill sometimes. So they want to put the best windows in life, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to damage your air conditioner unit.
I always refer
to the air conditioner unit. So, yes, double pane windows, do the wind hurricane resistance and all this craziness. I'm not a window expert, so you need to. But I will do double pane, vinyl.
Right.
That will be the minimum I will do in those in this thing. But be sure that after that one, we accept the air conditioner unit because maybe you will overkill them. You got a lot of windows. How many windows you have, by the way? So it's just maybe 2, 3, 4, or maybe 100.
I got 10 windows. I got a little bathroom window. I got 2 kitchen windows and 2 windows in the bedroom and 2 windows in the living room.
Okay.
It's a small house.
Okay. It should be that bad. Okay. Yeah, double pane windows and...
Yeah, definitely
double. Double pane and vinyl windows, you should be fine with windows and you be carry good. Are you planning to do it yourself or are you planning to hire somebody to do it?
I'm going to plan to do it myself.
You
know, I'm familiar with them. I just want to know the best window out here in Florida. I used to put in windows back in New York and they're called Ideal. I don't know if you heard of that.
No.
I have not.
No idea. No.
Yeah, it's called Ideal Windows, but there's a couple windows company I heard of, but I can't find Ideal anywhere. They don't want to check out the double insulated windows.
Yeah, double insulated, the double pane windows, you'll be fine, and more than that, you just overkill it in some regards. You'll be okay. So you're going to be having fun. So let us know.
I know, right?
Check in.
Yeah. Do a check-in.
Just be sure. Just be sure. Don't choose the right foam insulation around the window. A lot of people doesn't know that is the kind of the foam that you put in there.
Mm-hmm.
That is a special foam for windows.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. People buy the regular foam. They just grab the first thing. They say foam in the can and they just grab it and put that one. Many times they damage the windows for that.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Because that foam is too strong, and they just compress the windows. There is foam that is designed just for the windows frame. It's not that strong. They just fill the space, doesn't compress.
So the foam that you're referring to is one that people use to fill in cracks and things like that, right?
Exactly.
And concrete.
Between the opening.
Between the openings. So people sometimes put in regular, I got this foam, and they clear the garage, and they fill the hole. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that foam is create too much pressure, and now they damage the frame of the frame, and now the windows, they don't open.
That is good to know.
So you need to pick and choose the right materials. So good luck with that project, John.
Yeah, definitely give us a call back. Let us know how that's working for you. We'd love to hear back from callers after we give them a little advice. Let's keep rolling along here. Jerry calling in from Edgewater. Jerry, welcome to the show. What is your question?
I have a question for Hector.
Yes, sir.
This is Hector Hot.
Right.
I want to know what your opinion about running the fan continuously on your air conditioner. Now, I know when it's 96 degrees, it's running all the time anyway, but what about just letting it run continuously?
All right. Thank you for the question. Yes, it is Hector Hot. No and yes. Depends on the situation. There is a lot of things and people against the running 24 hours the fan and now. When you run the fan 24 hours, you bring a lot of humidity inside the house too. Because a lot of new houses has a fresh air dampers or has a lot of leakings in the house too. So you bring a lot of humidity inside the house and that doesn't help either. So it circulates air and keep air moving. That's good for filtration. And if you have now one of those air purification systems, now that everybody's so alert, worry about this air purification, sometimes you need to run the fan 24 hours to be able to purify the air. So you're helping with the air, purify the air, but you increase your humidity inside the house. If we have any leaking, like windows are leaking or something like that, you bring humidity inside the house in the middle of the night or really early in the morning, and later it's really hard for the unit to catch up and remove all the humidity out of the house. So it's hard. I would prefer not to run it 24/7. In the new thermostat, there is a new function in there. In the thermostat, they say circulation mode. In the past, the fan used to be on or off or auto. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. In the fan, auto or off. Now it's a new one. They say circulation. That means it's run the fan for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, depending how you set it up, for every hour. So that doesn't mean it runs the whole hour. Mm-hmm. It gives you a little more circulation, but that's more for purification, air purification in there. So, no, I don't like it because you bring too much humidity inside the house. But you need it now for purify your air.
I don't have a air purification system. This is an older unit, by the way, but it's a package unit. We have a manufactured home, and we have a package unit outside, and so the whole system actually is outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to bring humidity inside the house, Jerry. And I'm pretty sure the dog work is near the house or the side of the house. You're going to bring humidity inside. And later it's going to be feel humid and you're not going to be happy at 10 in the morning. The unit is going to be really trying to catch up, playing the catch up instead to continue running the cooling part. And this time of the year right now, the unit running 24/7.
I was going to say, right now.
No matters. But in the upsides and the shoulder of the year, it's too much humidity inside the house.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You answered my question.
All right. Thank you for the phone call.
When you want to replace that unit, think of Train. And Protec.
And Protec, of course. Thank you. Who's going?
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that call. Yes, let's move on to Phyllis. Phyllis is calling in from here in Orlando. Phyllis, welcome onto the show. How are we doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question about the air conditioning filter. I changed it yesterday, and it seems to be kind of a gray color. And I change it once a month, and usually you hardly see anything on it. I took it outside and tried to see if it was just dust, but it's not. It seems like it's dark in the filter.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's been changed in the house? Any candles or candles or something or food? Are you cooking more in the house?
No, but I did have the air set, the temperature set to 79. Mm-hmm. So I've changed it now to 77.
So it's running more hours. That's what it's doing.
It's
filtering more the air, and that's where you capture a little more dust and then through the filter, and that's where you're going to notice the difference between the last month and this month. The unit's running more hours, and a lot of people stay more in the house now than what it used to be, so it's a little more dusty units than what it used to be a few months ago.
Okay, well, I was running it at 79. The humidity right now is at 34%. Is that, I'm concerned about mold.
Wow, 34%?
I'm sorry?
You say 34%?
Yes.
That's extremely low. I'm really unusual to see that low. I mean, usually around 40s, people start feeling uncomfortable with that low. Because your nose start getting too dry,
and
the skin, the legs, and it started getting really, really, really dry, itchy, and all that stuff. So 34 sounds really unusual, and especially at this time of the year when raining outside. So the unit is doing a really amazing job.
She didn't have a mold problem.
No, she won't have nothing like that. I mean, 45 to 50% related humidity inside the house is fine. To be problems with humidity, if George is 65, that's what you see. You start having issues 65 above. And there has to be prolonged times of time. It's not like you are 65 and you're going to have more issues. No,
right.
It has to be for a long time to be 65 consistency. It's not like you are like 65 and everybody going to be in panic. No. Because I got a customer right now that every time the thermostat hits 65, she just go like send me pictures. I said, it's not bad. I mean, it's 65 because it's raining outside
and the
windows are open. By the way, you close the window, you will help it.
But, she has her windows open in the rain?
I'm
just pointing it out. I mean,
but that's kind of it. But you should be more than 34. I am really, really, really. There's something else is going on because 34 is really, really.
Well, I heard her concern being the mold. Yeah, and it being that dry, she's not going to have a mold problem.
Yeah, no. I don't think she would ever have that problem.
Yeah, not that.
I'm worried about that. You need to use more lotion or something for the skin, or for things like that because it's not, you're going to get super dry in the skin.
Is it comfortable in your home?
Yes. Yes, it's fine.
Do you think the thermostat is missing?
I run air purifiers also.
Do you have dehumidifiers too in there?
I'm sorry?
Do you have dehumidifiers?
Or air purifiers?
No, dehumidifiers, just air purifiers.
Air purifiers, okay. All right, that's really good. It's really good. Do you have hardwood floors or do you have tile?
No, tile floors.
Oh, tile floors? That's really good. That's really good. All right. So definitely we don't have a leak in here, George.
No, we
don't have any leaks. Don't go to the house yet, George.
There's no leak in this house.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Good stuff there. 844-580-WDBO is our number. Phone lines are filling up. 844-580-WDBO. We're going to visit with John and Tavares coming up and more of your calls on the way. 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to Around the House on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Costco is discontinuing half sheet cakes.
Two.
Princeton University is removing all the likeness of former President Woodrow Wilson from its school.
One.
Florida health officials reported another record-shattering day of cases with more than 9,500 new coronavirus cases on Saturday, surpassing the previous record set Friday.
The band is all here. Joe, Marsha, Ray, Daryl, Laurel, Chris, Scott, G, Tony, Kevin, Katrina, plus Ed and Jackie with traffic, and Tom, Terry, and crew with your weather. And hey, Kilmeade, Hannity, and Lash came along with the move, too. Everything you love about WDBO now on 107.3 FM and AM 580 on the WDBO app at WDBO.com and on your Alexa or Google Home. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
It's time to get out there and make one-to-one contact.
Yep, that's what we said. Make contact with the right potential employees. If you're a hiring manager or run your own business, this is the time to reimagine your workforce. It's time to build that diverse talent pipeline you've never had time to focus on building. Career Builder can help you match your business needs with over 140 million job seeker profiles. These are proactive job seekers who have the time to research and care about your company and its culture. And when you're ready to rehire, Career Builder will help you staff up more quickly with a 98% match rate, meaning Career Builder matches your open roles with vetted, qualified candidates right to your inbox. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com to view our products, post a job, get insider advice, and let our technology connect you to top talent. Now, more than ever, we're working to support the mainstream American workforce and to help you rebuild fast. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com. Career Builder, we're building for you.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Let's say you have ED, male impotence, or maybe you suffer from PE and can't satisfy your partner. If you have either or both of these embarrassing conditions, Premier Men's Medical Center has the solution. Meet Dr. Schwartz, a specialist in men's health.
If you're experiencing ED or PE, Premier Men's Medical Center offers custom blended medications designed just for you. There's no pain and no surgery. If you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or prostate issues, not a problem. If Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra have let you down, Premier Men's Medical Center as patients lasting 30, 60, 90 minutes or longer. You'll see results on your first visit guaranteed, or your first visit is free. And best of all, it's affordable.
For a private consultation with our highly skilled physicians, call 407-674-5738. We guarantee that you'll see results on your first visit, or there's no charge for your consult. Call Premier Men's Medical Center now at 407-674-5738. That's 407-674-5738.
WDBO Orlando, WDBO FM Orlando, WDBO FM HD2 Orlando, W297BB Orlando, and WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh. So, what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know. Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. This is WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back to the Around the House show here on WDBO 107.3 FM 580 AM. Our phone lines are open at 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call. What project did you get done during your quarantine time, or are you still working on that's carried over through your quarantine time? We'd love to hear about it. 844-580-WDBO. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got John calling in from Tavares. John, welcome on to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Morning. Top morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's up, John?
Yeah, so I guess it's probably a question for Hector. So I've been reading about the Mitsubishi air conditioning units, and I'm wondering what's the advantage of a unit like that of air conditioning versus a central air conditioning, or what's the advantages in this?
Okay. You're talking about the ductless system versus the central air conditioning
George, you want to answer that?
I was going to say, I don't even know what a disadvantage would be. You know, Protec just recently put one in my house, and I did it in the ceiling, the ones in the ceiling.
Correct.
And they're great. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how cool the house is, mm-hmm. and I'm able to, you know, because we don't. I'm not there all the time, you know, but it just keeps the house cool. The electric bill is a fraction of what it used to be. And
oh,
that
wow.
was when, I would say that would be when we would be there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you walk in, the place is real cool, and it just stays kind of at a standard there.
How many BTUs did you get?
I mean, we got this one in George. We got it, I believe it was 33,000 BTUs, three tons. But this is the real key. When George, we did something, the judge, you should be alert. We get a combination with central earth and a steel ductless system. In the bedrooms, we put the ceiling units.
Exactly.
In the bedroom, we got the kind of zoning system. Pretty much each bedroom has his own control, his own kind of room, has his own room control. And he can close the doors and put the temp right. and cool or heat, whatever he wants mm-hmm. in that room, and he'll be happy and satisfied. And for the rest of the house, we put a central air conditioner. It's still the same presentation, the same kind of everybody's used to today,
mm-hmm.
and it's still one unit outside. And this is the combination, the beautiful of the both worlds. We got it. Mitsubishi is the only one who got that kind of style for the old style air conditioning that we all recognize here in mm-hmm. America.
Yeah.
When the new technology, they've been recognized in the rest of the world, the ductless system. So that's the beauty about this Mitsubishi.
But one of the things I like, because the one, you know, the set, the one that's in the ceiling now, mm-hmm. I really like that much better. At our house, you know, where we're at, you got this big room, and you put the one that's on the side.
On the wall,
wall mount.
On the wall
mm-hmm.
mount. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great because it keeps the room cool. I'm just not crazy about the wall mount part.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, this the one up in the ceiling, mm-hmm. it's invisible almost, mm-hmm. you know, and it just
correct.
Does the blowing and stuff. I like that much better. I don't know which one you're considering, but if you could do the one in
the
ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't even think of what, because it cools so much better. I mean, it just, the controls, the conditions are much, much better for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a negative would be. You know,
unless I got a wall mount.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like the
thing
only
thing I would say. Yeah, yeah. You know, because you see it, it just sticks out.
Yeah.
But the one in the ceiling, you don't even see it.
It's but just, you have then not a vaulted ceiling in that room, correct? Would you be able to put that in a vaulted ceiling?
No, in a vaulted ceiling, no. Yeah. But there is a lot of other combinations that we can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but
there.
Mine's, I didn't have much ceiling. This is an older house.
Right.
So when they
John,
put it in.
You can notice they're excited. They just.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
nothing
exactly.
to, you can
you,
go
you
wrong.
You won't go wrong with it. I'll tell
There's
you that.
Nothing
you
to go wrong. The water advantage is savings, comfort, and more comfort.
That's
different
exactly
than that,
right.
you just be so happy. And
I
the warranty, 12 year warranty, will you be surprised? So we're going to the first break, the big major break, and we'll be back in the second hour of the show. The show is driven by Protec Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service. The leak doctor and train is hard to stop.
All right. We'll fill those phone lines up, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. More of Around the House on the way here on WDBO 107.3 FM and 580 AM.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
From ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. There are now more than 2.5 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S., and more than half of the country is reporting rising case numbers. More from ABC's Kana Whitworth in New Orleans.
In Louisiana, the governor delaying a move into Phase 3 reopening after hospitalizations and cases increase across the state. Local health leaders say now is the time to double down on precautions.
We've got to be extra cautious so we can continue our progress.
In Michigan, at least 85 people contracting the virus after eating out at the same restaurant. And as the virus continues to spread, more states move towards mandating masks in public.
Those numbers having an impact on the campaign. Vice President Mike Pence's upcoming events in Arizona and Florida have been postponed, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
A White House official telling me the vice president will still travel to Texas, Arizona, and Florida to meet with the state's governors and their health care teams. And Pence is still expected to address a big crowd at a church in Dallas. The church telling me they are expecting 2,000 people inside. Social distancing and wearing a mask is strongly encouraged but not required.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump says he, the vice president, or the chief of staff were never briefed on what he said were so-called attacks by Russians on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The New York Times reported Russia offered bounties to Afghan militants for U.S. troops. Mississippi's state flag could be changing. The State House Saturday voted to allow the introduction of a bill to decommission the current flag and remove its Confederate battle emblem.
The flag coming under intensifying criticism in recent weeks amid nationwide protests against racial injustice. Next, a bill will be presented to remove the flag, with only a simple majority needed to send the measure to the governor, who said Saturday for the first